That's Rennie's, Evan. I believe that's Irene.
I know his lawn. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a state policeman at the county seat depot, on the lookout for Ellie Connors, escaped reform school girl, prevented Lum and Abner from sending Ellie to Wisconsin. And in order to keep her from being caught, Lum shoved Abner on the train in her place. Then Squire Skimp appeared, and to allay suspicion, Lum said the girl was his niece, and was left no alternative but to bring her back to Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Ellie in the Jotting Down Store and Library. Listen.
Ellie, I told you once to put down that broom. I don't want you sweeping out the store.
Yes, but the floor needs to be swept.
Well, maybe so, but that ain't going to look very good if somebody comes in here and sees my little niece sweeping out. They'll wonder what kind of an uncle I am.
Well, the floor's kind of dirty, though, and I can sweep it fast. We had to keep our rooms awful clean at the home, so I know how to do it good.
Yeah, I know you do, but it still don't look right. I'll have Mousie do it.
Oh, he ain't working here no more.
He ain't?
Uh-uh.
What do you mean he ain't working here no more?
Well, he called up once when he was back in the feed room, and he said he was going to work at the defense plant.
Oh, well, good for him. Yeah, me and Abner were trying to get him to do that. Yeah, I'm proud to hear that. Yeah, it ought to do him some good.
Your phone rang.
Huh. Oh, yeah, I hear. But don't you start sweeping now while I'm answering it.
No, I won't.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Lum Eddard speaking.
Lum Eddard speaking.
Why, no, Abner ain't back yet, Elizabeth, but I'm expecting him most any time now. Oh, sure, he'll be back. Mom? Oh, yeah, well, I'll have him call you just quick as he gets in. Yes, ma'am. All right, Elizabeth. Not at all. Goodbye.
Gee, when do you think Mr. Peabody will get back?
I don't know. Just twixt me and you, I'm beginning to get a little worried. Of course, I know Abner can take care of himself all right, but I figured sure he'd be back by now.
Well, maybe he went clean to Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
Well, that ticket of mine, the one you gave him before we pushed him on the train, that went clean to Wisconsin.
Yeah, but that was just a half-fare ticket. I ain't going to let a growed-up, eight-out-of-a man like him ride bare fur on a youngin's ticket.
What would they do to him? Arrest him?
Oh, no. The conductor will just put him off the train at the first stop to come to. He'll get back some way. Don't worry about him.
Gee, hope he brings back that satchel with those pretty clothes you bought for me.
Oh, Granny, that's right. He was lugging that thing with him, wasn't he?
Yeah, hope he brings him back.
Oh, I might not. Sure he will. And if he don't, why, we'll just get you some more. I know one thing. I don't believe you ought to wear that dress you got on much longer. The one you cut and made over from one of the little Pearl's dresses.
Don't you like it?
Oh, yeah. I like it fine, but it come right nigh getting us in trouble last night when me and you took some supper with Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. You mean when Mrs. Peabody kept saying our girl had a dress made out of that same material?
Yeah, kept saying it, too. And every minute I expected her to run upstairs to get out little Pearl's dress to show you and find out it wasn't there.
Gee, that was a narrowly escape, wasn't it?
Yeah. Seems like that's about all we've had lately is not our escape.
Do you think folks believe I'm really your niece?
Why, sure they do. They know I've got relays up in Wisconsin. Nobody here has never seen none of them. Well, it's one too, isn't it? Who's that old crampy-looking fella coming up out there?
Gee, I don't... Why, that's him! Mr.
Well, I do know. I never even know him.
He's got my satchel.
He sure is the world.
Oh, Mr. Peabody.
Well, where in the world have you been? Granny, what's the trouble, Abner?
Oh, just let me sit down for a while.
Here, let me help you, Abner. Oh. You look exhausted. Sit down here, right here.
Yeah, I can make it all right, I reckon.
Yeah, that's it.
Doggies, I've never been so wore out in all my born days. Bound it, I wore my feet all clean up to the knees. Just look at the bottom of them shoes there. wore right through to my socks. And part of the skin, too, I think.
Goodness. Have you been walking all this time?
Did you walk clean back from Wisconsin?
Doggy, I feel like it.
How far did you get on the train before they put you off?
I got from the Heavener, Oklahoma.
Heavener?
Yes,
for
sir.
For goodness sake. Well, I thought sure they'd put you off right there at Akron or Howard.
Well, I kept trying to tell the conductor that I was on there by mistake, but the train was so crowded and he was so busy he never looked at my ticket till we got this side of Heavener.
You did have a trip of it.
And I had to stand up on the train even. And when I did finally get off, why, the latch on this dadgum hand satchel here come open. All them girls' clothes fell out of it. I was a laughing stock of that depot. Never been so embarrassed in all my life.
Oh, goodness.
Well, sir. It weren't no laughing matter,
no.
Long.
I know it weren't, Emma.
I ain't laughing, Mr. Peabody. I'm sorry.
Well, bless your heart, sis. I'm proud somebody's sorry. I, Douglas Lum, I never will forgive you for shoving me onto that train if I live to be 200 years old.
Well, Granny, what else could we do, Abner? There was that state policeman checking all the young'uns getting off the train. And Ellie was next in line. He got a good look at Ellie and started questioning her while he was
off the train. I know. I reckon it was about all that we could do.
We just had to make it look like it was you instead of her that was making a trip.
I'm sorry you had to do this for me, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, that's all right, honey. Don't you fret your mind. I never mind it so much. Fact is, I sort of enjoyed the trip, I reckon.
Well, what did you do after you got off the train? Try to buy a ticket back to the county seat?
Buy a ticket? I never had a cent of money with me, not a red cent. If you recollect, you made me give all my money to Ellie to spend on her trip.
Hey, that's right.
Why, sure.
Plum forgot that.
Well, you can have the money back now. I ain't spent none of it.
Well, it won't do me no good now, honey.
Well, what'd you do then, hike hitch?
Well, I started out to, but I just get little old bitty rides. Nobody's going for her. Seemed like everybody might now whizzed on by me. Acted like they were scared of me or something. Wouldn't even stop, and I'd wave at them and everything.
Well, I wouldn't wonder you do look a sight, Abner. Then have you saw yourself in a looking glass?
No, I don't want to look at myself, Mom. I want to sit down and rest. I never got as far behind my setting in my life as I am right now. Tell you, I come to some little old town up there. I never did find out the name of it, and that constable there tried to arrest me.
Arrest you?
Yes, sir.
For having a half-fare ticket?
Oh, he claimed I was vagrants or something. I told him I wasn't no such a thing. I was a full-blood American. Ought to been able to tell her I don't talk no foreign accents.
Well, he just meant you never had no means of support.
Well, I did. I was leaning on a hitching post when he come up and started talking to me.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I said I was so tired I'd have fell flat down if I hadn't been. Then the worst thing of all happened. The latch on that satchel come unhooked again. Them girls' clothes spilled all over the road.
Oh, gee, I better get to washing, though.
So right away, this constable accused me of stealing stuff, and he's going to lock me up right then and there.
He was, huh?
Yeah, and then this woman come out and called him to supper, so naturally he couldn't do it then.
Well, that would have been kind of hard to explain what them girls' clothes were doing in your hand packet.
I know it. I tried my best to, but I know he never believed me.
Hey, you sure had the experiences.
Oh, me, I could write a book about them. If I weren't so wore out, I could. I don't believe I'll ever be able to walk again as long as I live.
I'll get a tub of water and you can soak your feet in it. Would you like that?
Would you do that, honey? I'd appreciate that more than every one thing I can think of. Here, wait a minute, Coelie. You get on back there in the feed room. Somebody threw you out here. Hurry up. Now go on back and hide.
Oh, cram yourself down, Abner. She don't need to hide no more.
Huh?
This ain't Ellie Connors that escaped from the reform school.
It ain't? Well, who is it then? It sure looks like her.
This is my niece.
Your niece? Mm-hmm.
From Wisconsin.
And my name's Mary.
How?
You see, Abner, after the train pulled out at the county seat, the other one who should we run right smack into but Squire Skimp.
Squire Skimp?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
so we had to do some quick thinking, and we studied up tricks ourselves that Ellie was my niece. She thought of it first.
Well?
Just made out like she's coming here for a visit.
Well, I do know.
And then Squire sort of forced himself on to us and insisted on riding back to town with us. So there wasn't nothing to do but just bring Ellie or Mary back here. And it worked out pretty good, too, because now she can be in town without nobody facing her.
I know that was a good idea, Mom. Well, does everybody in town know about it now? I mean, about her being your niece?
Oh, yeah, we go right out in public. Went to church yesterday. In fact, we were taking supper last night over at your place. Elizabeth invited us.
Well, good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, me, Elizabeth, she'll skin me alive for being gone so long.
No, she won't. I fixed it all up for you.
Huh?
I told her we was having trouble with the wholesale house, so you had to stay over and take care of it.
Did she believe it?
Well, she appeared like she did.
So you're supposed to call her quick as you get here, Mr. Bluebottle.
Yeah, that's right, Abner. Elizabeth seems terrible anxious to get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, Lon, would you call her for me? I couldn't walk from here with a telephone. My life depended
on it. Sure, I'll do it for you. You sit still,
man. I'll go and get that trouble water for you.
I wish you would, honey. Bucket of water would feel awful good. Oh, my 4 feet. 4 old feet.
And hello, Elizabeth. This is Long.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, he got back just now.
I'll never walk.
Well, he's sort of busy right now, Elizabeth. Could I take the message for him?
I'm going to ride every place I go.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see.
Bound you my feet will never speak to me again.
Why, sure he can get off early. Fact is, I think he ought to.
Get me some roller skates.
Oh, yeah, he'll enjoy that. Yeah, all right, I'll tell him, Elizabeth. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
What'd she want, Long?
She says you and her are invited to a box supper of some kind.
No, because I'm so hungry I could eat the box food and everything right now.
And you'll have to go home early today to make it.
Huh? What?
See, this is a new kind of a box supper, a patriotic box supper. Save gas and cars. Being held down in Elderberry Grove, and you're going to hike out there.
Hike? I won't do it.
Well, you've got to.
No,
well,
no.
You can't tell Elizabeth you've been walking all over the country without explaining all about Ellie here.
Doggy, that's 4 mile over and 4 mile back, Lum. 8 mile. I'll never make it.